From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Twin suicide attacks in the Syrian city of Homs Saturday killed at least 42 people. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least six attackers blew themselves up near the headquarters of both state security and military intelligence. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attacks. U.S. President Donald Trump stayed with a familiar theme during his weekly address Saturday, pledging to return jobs to the United States. He said the African-American community has been particularly impacted.
We've lost a lot of our best jobs to other countries, and this has hurt the African-American community very badly. This week, I met with manufacturing CEOs. We're going to be working to bring back those jobs, and I mean really good-paying jobs. I'll be talking more about these issues in my joint session address to Congress and to all Americans next Tuesday evening.
Democrats have invited immigrants and foreigners to President Trump's first address to Congress on Tuesday in an effort to put a face on those who could be hurt by Republican policies. Soon after taking office, Mr. Trump issued an executive order temporarily banning all entry to the U.S. from seven Muslim-majority nations and pausing the entire U.S. refugee program. An appeals court blocked the order. Senior Trump administration officials have confirmed White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus had a conversation with senior FBI officials about published news reports on alleged communications between officials from Mr. Trump's presidential campaign and Russia. The discussions could violate longstanding ethics rules restricting contact with the FBI on pending investigations. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Speaking to VOA, former U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says the apparent assassination of the estranged half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un reflects instability and uncertainty in the North Korean leadership. Kim Jong-nam died on February 13th after allegedly being poisoned by two women at Malaysia's Kuala Lumpur International Airport. Malaysian police say the poison used to kill Kim was the VX nerve agent, which is banned under the Chemical Weapons Convention, which North Korea never signed. A Malaysian police spokesman says investigators are seeking a North Korean diplomat for questioning.
As far as I'm concerned, the person that we want him to appear has not come to our investigation team yet, so we will give some reasonable time. As IGP has mentioned, if upon giving this reasonable time, not being responded positively, so we will talk out for their presence. Okay? So we just wait for a little bit of time for them to do that. Right?
Police have already arrested the women and one North Korean national. The International Organization for Migration reports a surge in the number of migrant deaths on the Mediterranean Sea's central route linking Libya to Italy in the first 2 months of the year. Lisa Schlein is at the IOM headquarters in Geneva and has more on the story.
The International Organization for Migration estimates 326 migrants and refugees have died this year while transiting by sea from Libya to Italy. While the numbers are alarming, IOM spokesman Joel Millman says they do not reflect the full scope of the sea tragedies.
There's a thriving business in kidnapping right now in Libya where people are being taken off the street, held to paid ransom, and then forced into these boats just because the ransom takers are done with them and they don't want to try to pick them up again.
He says smugglers have been stealing engines from the boats and leaving the vessels drifting in the water with people aboard. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The wife of a man who was killed in a shooting in suburban Kansas City bar here in the U.S. says she wonders what Washington will do to stop hate crimes against minorities. Suna Yana Dumala says she wants an answer why her husband was gunned down.
He has taken a life, a very lovable soul, from everyone. His parents, my parents, our entire family back home is in grief.
Witnesses say the shooter yelled at two Indian men to get out of my country, then opened fire, killing Dumala's husband and wounding two others. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.